This is Smoke Radio.
Hello and welcome to a special Smoke Radio podcast. Our team went down to Chiswick Sports Ground to catch up with the University of Westminster sports teams and have a look at the new talent on show, hoping to make their mark this year. To kick things off, I spoke to the men's football club captain, Joe Aldridge, about all things Westminster football. And as usual, the turnout was huge.
We've had a nice turnout, which was expected, but some good players on display, and hopefully we'll get three or four very, very good teams next season that can challenge for league titles.
I mean, the turnout for football absolutely kind of dwarfs every other sport here. There's probably about 200 or 300 football players here easily. It must be quite hard to kind of whittle everyone down and find them really special players, especially when no one here has really played together.
Yeah, I mean, but you can always spot kind of the individual ability anyway. But it's a good dilemma to have if you've got too many very good players, because then you're guaranteed to have good teams. So it's good to see so many people down. Obviously, every year it's football is the most popular trials to go to. But it's good that there's a good turnout, and hopefully we can pick the right players, but that's not really down to me. So,
yeah. How did last season go, and what are you kind of looking to improve on this season?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, none of the teams done particularly shocking. I think it's more just organisational factors rather than on the pitch that need to be changed. But so in that way, we've just kind of had a reshape this summer. Some new rules, such as the club, such as the club captain. You know, so. But yeah, hopefully we can improve the organisation of the club, and as a result, that will improve results on the pitch.
Next was the turn of women's football. I sat down with club captain Roxanne.
They've gone really well. We've had quite a few enthusiastic girls, decent quality, and it's looking all right. Hopefully Monday we'll see some more girls, and then we can start putting together a team.
So how did last season go for you, and what are you looking to kind of improve on over the next season?
Last season was a bit of a mixed bag. You know, we had a decent side, but through because of injuries and things like that, and like timetables, clashes, we didn't do as well as we could have, so we finished sort of like mid-table, third, I think. This year we're looking to push for first, second is the ideal, and hopefully a good cup run this year into like the quarters or semi-finals. That would be really ideal.
Moving away from the football, I spoke to Ben from the men's rugby team.
Unfortunately, last season we lost every league game, which is a bit of a shame. We did win our varsity game at the end of the season, which is great. We're just looking on recruiting some new guys in. We lost a fair few third years last year, so we're looking to really up the recruitment this year. It's been a really good turnout today. There's fairly mixed levels of standards. People of good levels, people of not so good levels. So we're looking to develop those players and hopefully have a successful season.
Did you get a lot of sign-ups at the Freshers Fairs throughout the week?
We got a fair few. We didn't get as many as last year, but we've had a better turnout this year at our trials and at the training sessions. So it's positive. It is good. Yeah, we're just looking to work with those players that haven't played so much. There's a fair few international students. They're really keen to get involved. They've shown great development so far. And we're just looking to move on.
Back to the round ball sports, and it was the turn of netball.
Last season was incredible. Our first team got promoted. We won our league. And our second team came second by like a fraction. So they missed out. But this year we're going up a league in the first team. We're looking to recruit some new people and continue that lead, really. The trials are going well. There's a really good turnout. It's a nice number, not too many, not too little. We're just playing some games and swapping people around, trying to find people's strengths, trying new things. So yeah, it's a great day so far. Weather's lovely as well.
If anyone's missed you at, say, the Freshers' Fairs or the trials today, how can they sort of get in contact at a later date, potentially?
Okay, well, our training's on Mondays, so I'd say to come along on Monday at Harrow, Harrow Hall, the sports ground, at 5. It's 5 till 8. If not, then contact our email. It's netball@su.westminster.ac.uk.
We eventually made it over to the tennis courts, where I spoke to Philip.
Back a year ago, the team was very good. We had positive results, but we didn't win the league, which we hope will be happening this year. And the trials today, so far pretty good. A lot of people turn out, and we're still missing 2 to 3 people with more experience, but hopefully they will come for another trials. And yeah, overall it's good.
Jumping over to the Harrow Sports Hall, our reporters Ludo and Izzy talked to the men and women of the basketball teams.
Basically this year we're just looking for some sort of continuity. Obviously we had a pretty decent season last year. We're just trying to replicate that, hopefully even better what we managed to, again, like I said, accomplish last season. So that's basically our goal for this season.
Have you got any advice you'd offer, like, people coming down to trials today?
Advice? I don't want to scare anybody away. Not so much advice. You know, just come down, you know, just look at it as any other training session. Just come and give 110%. And hopefully at the end of, you know, the two sessions that we have this week, that hopefully they'll be successful.
And, like, lastly, do you think there's other things people gain from joining the basketball team other than, obviously, the sport?
Not from just from the sport. You know, there's obviously a family feel here with the guys. You know, they hang out together. They don't just share, you know, the love of basketball. Obviously, there's other things that occur outside of basketball, i.e. clubbing, going out to eat and yes. stuff like that. You know, it's university vibe and stuff like social. That. So, yeah, it's very, very, very social. So that's what they could or should expect, rather.
Sports coordinator of the student union, Onye, spoke to Stephen about the importance of sports societies and why you should get involved.
Clean sweep this year. West London tried to bring it to us and we absolutely smashed them. And next year is going to be at their home ground, but we're still going to win.
Okay, cool. That's not really a big turnout for the NFL. Do you know why that is?
At the moment, it doesn't seem a great turnout, but what the guys do, they have a really strong committee and a great bunch of guys who wants to lead the team. And their main aim is to have it more of a family vibe. So I think they have invited a lot of their new members to their first training sessions rather than the massive trials bit. Because obviously trials is normally a lot easier with teams who get 200-300 people turning up to cut it down easily. But with American football, more of a family vibe, not a big sport in the UK. So, you know, just encourage as many people as possible to come down.
So what are your big hopes for all the sports teams?
Big hopes, some cup runs really, because we have been over the past years we've been gradually climbing up the butts table, which is pretty good. Last year had our highest finish, so this year is mainly cup runs, because we haven't really, we won a cup last year, which is very good, but we won multiple cup trophies.
Okay, and finally, why is it important for people to get involved with their sports society at uni?
Sports society, really and truly, it helps you enjoy university. Like, for me personally, sports is the reason why I enjoyed after classes, the only reason I stayed on the uni campus or in the uni vicinity. Otherwise I'd have gone to my lesson, gone home. And it is actually proven that if you join a society or a sport, that you're more likely to graduate with higher grades, more likely to be employable. So things like that is just a makes you a more well-rounded person.
Coming up to the end of the podcast now, and heading across the pond, Stephen spoke to two members of the American football squad about their plans for the year and the slightly disappointing showing at the trials.
I'm involved in all the promotions, all the media productions that come out for the football team. So all the freshest posters you would have seen, all the videos, they go through me.
Okay, cool. How do you think last season went for the team?
Well, from my point of view, as my job role, it was really hard for the committee last year. It wasn't very well organised. This year, we have the numbers. We've been able to organise it. We have loads of events going on. Out of this has come sponsorship with Riley's. So, yeah, everything's much more well organised this year. We've got much bigger numbers. So people are present to sort of have it going.
Okay, what are your goals for the upcoming season?
Oh, championship, definitely.
Did you win it last year?
We didn't. Last year we had a bad season, I'd say. We learned a lot. We definitely learned a lot. Our main issue was numbers again. We were losing games in fourth quarter just because players were getting really tired, overexhausted, and just couldn't play both sides of the ball.
We'll leave you on a lighter note, with myself attempting to take a penalty with a few members of the American football squad.
So now I'm with the American football team and I'm going to attempt to take a penalty in real football. We're teaching people like Kevin,
real football,
who's just come over from America. You're teaching what real football's about, so I'm going to try and take a penalty now with my bag on, holding a mic and with headphones on, so we're going to see how it goes. If it's, I'm predicting, I'm going to tell you, it's going to go top left. Oh, that was a special save. I think I'm a little bit too far out here for penalties, but you know, we are. Kevin's up next. Let's see if he's got the technique to convert his American football prowess into football. Go on, Kevin. He's stepping up. He shoots. Oh, my God. Kevin with an absolutely incredible penalty. Are we're calling that a toe poke, guys, aren't we? But it's gone in. Oh, special, special.
That's it for this special Smoke Radio podcast. For more news and information, please visit smokeradio.co.uk and follow us on Twitter @smoke_radio and like our Facebook page, Smoke Radio.
This is Smoke Radio.